Welcome to The Industrialists. I am François-Xavier Dufault, Managing Director at Accenture, leading our strategy and consulting activities for industrial segment in France and Benelux. And I am very happy to have you, Audrey, SVP in charge of the digital customer relationship transformation at Schneider Electric. Before we jump in the discussion, could you share, Audrey, one word which describes you best?
Thank you, FX, for the opportunity and really a pleasure to be with you today. One word that can describe me the best should be innovative. I believe that I am an innovative person who constantly strives to push the boundaries of what is possible in the form of a tool, physical benefit or support that solves a problem or creates an advantage, something that creates a difference in a given environment. Innovation for me means not just embracing change, but actively driving it to create seamless, efficient, personalized experiences for our customers and frontline employees.
I think that innovation, when we look at Schneider Electric, 180 plus years of history of innovation and company mission, which is to be your digital partner for sustainability and efficiency. I think that's the perfect word. Can you give a brief overview on how Schneider Electric is putting innovation and this mission in practice with your customer?
Schneider Electric is a global leader first in energy management and industrial automation with a strong focus on sustainability and efficiency. We provide a wide range of products, solutions, software, services that help our customers manage their energy and processes in ways that are safe, reliable, efficient, and sustainable. To put our mission of being a trusted partner for sustainability and efficiency into perspective, we leverage cutting-edge technologies and innovative approaches across all the aspects of our business. If I have to name a few key initiatives, the first one is definitely the digital transformation. We are driving the digital transformation across the markets we serve by integrating advanced technology like IoT, AI, big data analytics into our solution. This enables our customers to optimize their energy usage, improve operational efficiency, but also reduce their carbon footprint. We can mention also the EcoStruxure platform, which is the open and interoperable IoT-enabled system architecture. EcoStruxure is a prime example of our commitment to innovation using database insights. It allows for enhanced connectivity, remote monitoring, real-time data analysis, helping customers achieve greater efficiency and sustainability. And we have also all the sustainable solutions. We are continuously developing and promoting solutions that support sustainable development. This includes smart, energy-efficient products, complete energy and process solutions for buildings, plants, data centers, smart grid technology that help the customer transition to a low-carbon economy. We can also name the customer-centric approach, which is really an obsession at Schneider. We focus on creating seamless and personalized end-to-end digital experiences for our customers by integrating innovative tools and processes. We ensure that the customer can easily, like that, access and benefit from our solution, enhancing the overall satisfaction and loyalty, which means a lot for us.
Lot of innovation. If we elaborate a bit more on this customer-centric approach, Schneider Electric is serving a multiple type of segment, oil and gas, data center, hospital, food and bev, etc. I would be interested to get your view on what are the similarities, but also differences you see across the needs of the segment, the needs of the various persona you address in the customer relationship. Do you see some patterns, some specificities, and maybe some new B2B expectation from those customers?
This is, several things that we start really to see. Things happening with more and more self-service, real-time vision, tracking on the orders, hyper-personalization on the end-to-end journey. With Schneider, from engagement to order, customer support, and all the types of new offers that support the digital offers and software. But if we look about the similarities across diverse customer segments, the expectation is clearly to have a seamless experience. Regardless of the sector, we have many different customer types, electricians, system integrators, OEM, distributors, who have different needs, but all the customer increasingly expect seamless and personalized digital experiences throughout their journey with Schneider Electric. From the marketing to cash with all the different activities, this is also coming from the experience that each individual gets on the B2C. The self-service has probably been accelerated with the COVID. There is a common demand for more self-service options. All the operations should be performed at any time across the world. Some example, access the information on products, solution, being capable to configure projects, place orders, manage the accounts online, plan for a technician visit, get support, to make it when it's the right time on their own. The real time is also very important. We are connected all the time. And this is giving the power to control an environment by receiving data, processing them, returning the results sufficiently quickly to affect the environment at that time. Few examples, when you return your product, you would like to know when you will receive your cash back. You would like to know where is your order, when the shipment has been done. So all these kind of things should be really on real data time, which is really also a big shift. And then the hyper-personalization that I mentioned before, moving from this pure B2B to B2C. On the B2C, we experiment that with just what we get at home, like Netflix, Amazon. The process of using AI and real-time data to display highly curated product and content to shoppers, that's really what is at stake. On a digital level, and to scale it up, hyper-personalization is one of the most advanced digital marketing tactics, leveraging real-time data, advanced analytics, and artificial intelligence to tailor products, services, content, individualized experiences according to customer aspiration and needs. This is an absolutely must. Now, if we are back to the question on differences across customer segments and key persona roles, while the overarching expectation for digital experiences are similar, the specific needs and preferences can vary significantly across different sectors and roles within the organization. The key persona roles within the organization, such as a CFO, plant manager, facility manager, engineers, may have distinct requirements and preferences in terms of the digital tools or capabilities, and information access, intelligence that they need to perform their role effectively. That is why the digital journey should be fully mastered. What are the digital channels that need to be put in place to guarantee the best experience? And for instance, for industrial players, Schneider Electric offers predictive maintenance solution powered by IoT sensors, AI, analytics, enabling proactive equipment monitoring and maintenance scheduling to minimize downtime and improve efficiency. In contrast, for commercial real estate customers, Schneider Electric provides energy management software that allows facility managers to optimize energy usage and reduce cost and emission using database insights. So accordingly, let's say to the player, we can have first a bunch of self-service, hyper-personalization, real data time capabilities. At the reverse, we can also be very specific if we provide advanced let's say predictive maintenance, capability really to get information from the installation to give real-time visibility and control over their operation. And of course there, as you mentioned, the oil and gas, data center, the needs are not the same. The way to optimize the energy usage and to improve the productivity and enhance the safety is definitely different.
So in some extent, applying the simplicity of the B2C world to the sophistication of the industrial world.
Yeah, exactly. It's a kind of really making sure that we bring the best of the B2C to the B2B without, let's say, losing the expertise or the capability really to handle big projects and solutions in the critical area. That's exactly that.
From one of our recent studies, we see that generally industrial companies are struggling to get the things, to get the basic right, and to get the value realized from all the investments they made in their customer experience. From your experience, from your learnings, what are the key points or the key advice you could share with some leaders who want to improve their B2B customer experience based on this?
And you're right, I have really experimented that and working with also several industrial clients. We very often, let's say, share these kind of things. We have really sometimes not getting the basics right first in order really to move to the next step. And here we can definitely face some challenges. This really often comes from a lack of alignment between the different digital initiatives or even all the initiatives in the company and the core business objective, as well as the difficulties in implementing and integrating digital solutions effectively. We can see very often that even if everybody is saying that the focus is on the data, we can see and if insufficient data, poor data quality level also. And this poses significant obstacle for industrial clients. And this is not helping the ability to gain actionable insights and deliver personalized customer experience. So the advice really to enhance the digital customer experience and drive the growth and the loyalty for industrial clients, we should make sure that we align on digital initiative with the business objective to really focus the efforts on delivering the value and achieving the goals. Invest in scalable and modern platform, which is really important today. The market is so dynamic, we need really to be super agile and making the shift whenever, let's say, this is possible. So we need the right level, seamless integration and interoperability across all the digital systems and processes. Implement robust data governance framework and making sure that we have consistency on the data, accuracy, compliance. That's really important, and that we drive really data-driven insights. Then leveraging the advanced analytics and the machine learning technology is also providing actionable insights. Ensure cybersecurity everywhere. That's clearly something that we have all to get in mind. We have to protect the digital platforms and the customer data and being the safeguarding against the cyber risk that we can see. And to provide then the training and the support to all the employees. We think very often that the digital transformation is absolutely obvious for everyone because we have a mobile, because we know many of the apps that are, let's say, helping us on our daily life. But no, this needs a huge change management in the way that we are making business and in the way that we are engaging with our customers and partners. And to deliver these exceptional customer experiences, all of these are really a must or a kind of winning recipe for the future.
And you have highlighted several times the word data. Today, we cannot talk about transformation without talking about data, AI, Gen AI. And I would like to get your perspective on what role data play in delivering a leading edge customer experience and how you ensure to get the required data for your customer expectation to deliver the appropriate customer experience.
You're right. So data, it's really what is at stake. And we are really making sure that this is guiding any of the decision, but also that we have all the right standards in place, which means having the strong governance, data owner that are really mastering what is, let's say, transactionalized in the company. And we are constantly, let's say, listening, learning, and adapting based on the insights that that we get. So getting the right data, very important, from various sources, online interaction, purchase history, having also everything that is coming from social and the internet is also a very important source of information. And this is helping us to understand the behavior, the preferences, and the needs. So get the right data, analyze the insights. We have to make sure that we have strong business analysts. Here, it's really a huge demand, really, to understand what the data are telling us and to be able to translate this into real actionable activities, which is probably, let's say, one of also the most important parts. And listening about the feedback, we regularly survey our customer in order to get the net satisfaction score, to get also their feedback. It's important to get kind of things like the sentiment analysis and understand the trend, and having some verbatim is helping us also to drive the change for the future. And data privacy and security, I cannot name the data without really speaking about this. We have really to make sure that this is a priority. We want really our customers to feel safe with us, making business with us and interacting with us. And we have to secure any transaction, interaction that we have with them and protecting their data.
Natural continuity when we talk about data, of course, is AI and GenAI. In your activities in reinventing the customer relationship, customer support, how do you see GenAI playing a role, bringing value, reinventing, I would say, helping reinventing the journey?
Schneider Electric drives AI at scale, as you know, and we have launched this really 2-3 years ago. This for both internally and for also our customers and partners as an offer to enable a greater overall efficiency and sustainability. So GenAI has brought a significant transformation for Schneider. And not only for the market, and I think this is absolutely huge. And if I can name just the area where I'm working, it's on the sales, the marketing, customer support, and services. These are really the 4 areas that we are looking when we speak about the frontline and everything that is touching our customer and partners. It's where we are really focusing. And here we can say that we are generating a kind of decent value generation for the organization. And this is helping us really to refocus the organization on things that matters. If we look about what we are doing in the sales, the integration of the AI capabilities into the CRM platform has proven really to be a strong benefit. The sales team can now concentrate the effort on the most promising opportunities and closing more deals, which is really also helping us to cover more accounts and to develop the business. In the customer support, we have really launched and having even strongly accelerated on anything that is touching chatbots, knowledge management bots, case categorization, all of that. We have significant volume of interaction with our customer, and we would like really to make sure that here we are providing with the support of the best of the technology, and GenAI is definitely helping to really address the customer inquiries effectively and provide the optimal recommendations for their specific needs. If we name the services domain, we are leveraging CRM analytics to establish what we call a digital opportunity factory, which is a strategic initiative to play a critical role addressing client requirements and driving business growth is really making sure that from the knowledge of our customer, we are in the best position to propose what can help them really to either bring more energy efficient or some OPEX optimization when we deal with plants and the factory of the customer. And in marketing, we are currently testing GenAI conversational search, a future that use AI-driven analytics to check really the customer data and produce the tailored product recommendation. These are the few areas where we are extremely focused because we clearly see the power of the AI.
So you are really bringing AI in to bring value to your customer in the way you interact with your customer, but also internally to improve your operation, to ease the life, I would say, of your employees. Does it require a deeper change in terms of mindset, culture, operating model, processes, just to understand the level of transformation which is required to leverage the value of AI on GenAI?
As any change, this requires really a strong focus and investment. We are clearly building the competencies and the AI culture in the company, and this is a change, okay? And as any change, this has to be supported. We are integrating AI into the core activities of Schneider Electric, focusing on the value creation from the start, not just the technology, because it's really important. 80%, we know it, is business and use cases. We have to upskill and reskill roles to match with the new needs and the competencies, which is really different, okay? And we need people that are really super mature there. We have to invest in data governance and technology to use data at a world-class level, both on private and public. So this upskilling and really supporting this change and having, a kind of new culture, we call it AI culture in the company, that's really a transformation, that's really a journey that is asking for training new talent and making sure that really the company is having this at the core of the transformation to build really on it.
I think we have touched a lot of very important topics. Customer is one of the most precious things for companies, and how to bring the best value to them is critical. We have talked about digital transformation, the importance of AI, GenAI, the importance of internal transformation and reinvention. Thanks, Audrey. Thank you very much.
Big thank you for the invitation. A pleasure. Thank you.